Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Merry Christmas from the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. Welcome, everybody. I hope you are ready for the holiday. This is our 17th Christmas show. Also, wait a minute, before I get too far, to all my Hebrews and Shebrews that are listening right now, happy Hanukkah. Hey, have I got my right? I think I do. Happy Hanukkah to those of you out there that celebrate that. And for my other listeners, this coming Thursday, happy Kwanzaa. They have a Kwanzaa celebration in my neighborhood at the community center. Every year, I'll admit, I've never gone, and I am going to have to fix that. It is going to happen. So welcome to the show, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140 is how you get through to the show. We have a ton of stuff, and Santa's coming. That's right. At the 7 o'clock hour, we are going to have Santa in the home improvement shop. I have never had Santa in before. I'm pretty darn excited about it. Jordan, how are you, my friend?
I'm good.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes.
I am not even close.
You just put up your tree last weekend.
Well, okay. You know, well, first of all, you saw the tree.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous.
Where'd you get it?
Picked it up at Home Depot like you told me to.
There you go.
I went there. It was, you know, I was expecting, like, they were saying, oh, trees are going to be like $80 or $90. What? No, it wasn't. It was like $55.
There you go.
Which is look, I remember when trees were like $20, but that's just my age.
Inflation.
No doubts. But what we do is I put on all the lights, which half of them didn't work. We had to chuck them. And something went snafu last night. Now none of the lights are working. I think it's my receptacle because it's old. But I put up all the lights, and then she puts up all the decorations. Every ornament was hung by her.
Right.
And what's really fun is because, you know, the stuff from her parents, you know, is ours now. And the stuff I realize I have ornaments that have probably hung in that house since the 40s.
Yeah.
It's really.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. So, I'm not even, haven't bought a single thing.
Right.
Nothing. But we're going to, that's today. We're going to keep a quiet Christmas.
Yeah.
So. By the way, I had dinner with my mother-in-law two nights ago, and she listens to the show. Well, she admits she listens to the 10 o'clock show. Okay, she's like, I can't get up there early. I'm like, yeah, no, I understand. But she's a big fan of yours. She thinks you're awesome.
Nice. Nice.
I said, oh, yeah, we try. We try very, very hard. So welcome, everybody, to the Home Show, holiday edition. And if I offend people by saying Christmas, I apologize, but I learned it like this. All right, Bob, a million years ago, living in the NYC, my best friend that lived up there was Jewish. And so he didn't celebrate Christmas. And I didn't celebrate Hanukkah. So what we made the decision was I would buy him a Christmas present. He bought me a Hanukkah present, and we were good. It was awesome. We just got along. Your thing is your thing. My thing is my thing. So I'm hoping today we can spread a little cheer. I tell you what, Ben, I'm not too proud to admit, been a rough couple of weeks for your old guru.
You know, I'm a believer in the Almighty, and I also believe that every now and then he just will decide that you need to be tested. Those of you who read your good books, every good book has got someone that's been tested, and the question is, can you survive it, and can you learn a lesson from it? And I learned, finally, a lesson that has been eluding me for the 47 years I've been on this planet, but I've been circling the sun, is that it is okay to ask for help. I have been the one, I've always been hard-headed about this. I don't know if it's my own hubris, you know, I can defeat anything. That might be part of it. It might be just fear. Fear of asking for something or asking for help, and then it, I don't know, being held against me because it's happened in my life. Maybe it's just embarrassment, you know, embarrassed to ask for help. But I'm going to say this, all trying times just pass. You'll be tried for a little bit and you'll get through it. And do you learn from it? That's the really important thing. So, I'm ready. If not, and I don't care about the gifts and the giving. That's not important to me. It's important when you're a kid and children. I think the holiday is more for them than it is for us grownups. But my wife, she's like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, eh. You know, I'm happy. I've got a warm house. I got a loving wife. I got a cute dog. What more? What more do I need for the holidays? So I guess what I'm saying, I'm going to start the show off kind of on a lower note. I'm sorry about that. But remember, for those of you that find this time of year trying, one, you're not alone. We all feel that way at some point, and some of us, we just feel it so much stronger at this time of year. And I want you to learn what I learned. It is okay to be down. It is okay to ask for help. It's okay to say, I'm going through some stuff right now, and I hope you understand, because those people that love you and care about you will and do. So I know, sounds like a bummer to start the Christmas show, holiday show, whatever you want to call it, but I wanted to put that out there. We're going to get through everything. It's just another day. The sun gets up tomorrow, just like it's getting up this morning. And I've got a ton of things to talk about. Starting with, I took a shower this morning and woke up and finished with water up around my ankles. Here's the thing, and we will talk about what to do about it, because I couldn't do anything about it this morning. I just couldn't. And I know what I'm going to have to do when I get home, so we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the lights on my tree and what's going on there, because I thought I had it all worked out. There's a problem. I think I can fix it. Not a big deal. City of Richmond gave me a nice little message the other day. I'll discuss it. I'm not upset. I don't think I'm being picked on. But again, it was just kind of a kick in the knee when I didn't need it. Not a big idea. Gifts for the holidays. If you are wondering what to get the person in your life, I have found that I am one of the greatest people in the world of finding the right present. If you're just one, and nothing's going to be expensive. I don't believe that it's the amount of money you spend as much as the thought that goes into it. Definitely going to hit that. Should we get some of these new streaming services? I have been looking at them. I don't know if I'm thrilled with them. We will discuss. And cable bill, that'll all fall into the same thing. Plus, like I said, 7 o'clock, Santa's going to be here. We're going to have a nice long chat, because I'm really fascinated what would possess somebody to get into the gig. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Remember how I said the air underneath your feet comes up into your house, so that chimney effect? I actually saw it happen today. I'm in my bathroom. and I'm noticing the toilet paper is flapping. Why? Because air is coming up from my basement. Now, if you have a dirty basement or crawl space, you need Air Resolutions. Air Resolutions can clean up all the mold, spores, fungus, put a proper vapor barrier down there, fix the insulation, and you're going to breathe better with Air Resolutions. 887-0229. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, and by the way, welcome everybody to the first official day of winter. Yep. Winter is upon us. It's the equinox and everything. So, all right. We have to get through to March. That's a, I know. I hate the cold so much. I really do. Oh, but it is the days are going to start getting longer. That's bonus. It's fine. Well, days getting longer. Welcome to winter and welcome to the home show. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. By the way, Jordan, did you see a VCU student is Miss America?
I did see that.
That is pretty, I don't know what that means. I like the fact that she won based on nerdism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nerd!
Hey, the geeks have inherited the earth, my brother. Okay, everything that I loved as a teenager and in my 20s, okay, is now real. I still haven't seen the new Star Wars, though.
Okay.
I don't have the time. And I tell you what, avoiding spoilers for this thing is, you just have to turn off the internet completely. That's all I can do.
Everywhere. Or you could just go see the movie.
I'll get there. You know, my wife and I have been together for over 3 years, and we have never been to the movies, ever. And two, the last movie I went and saw was Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I nearly froze to death in there. And by the time it was, now that was a 3 hour and some odd minute movie. By the time it was over, dude, I looked like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. My back was all crunched up. I had to go to the bathroom. It is so much easier for me to just wait. I've got a big TV at home. I got a comfy couch. I can put it off a little. Yeah, I probably have to go see it.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you probably should.
All right.
Because eventually the spoilers are going to. If you wait 4 months, 4 or 5 months, it's gonna be ruined for you anyway.
Well, the thing is, okay, and I know this is way off topic. It's a Star Wars movie, so it's not like there's gonna be some kind of huge surprise, or the story's gonna vary from something we've already seen what 8 times before. So, okay.
Well, the thing that the last movie. There were, everyone thinks the director ruined Star Wars because they did a bunch of stuff. You know, they kind of switched things up in terms of what Jedis are capable of doing and everything.
Yeah,
and so
Leia in space was stupid and right? Astral projection and, but I mean, I've always had a couple of problems with Star Wars. Here, this is it, okay? I know, way off topic for a home show. Here's my two biggest problems with Star Wars is one, you're either good or you're evil.
Right.
The world doesn't work like that, okay? Nobody's perfectly good and nobody's perfectly evil. It's a yin and yang, it's a balance, that is life, all right? That I've always had a problem with. And the second was Yoda was a jerk based on just this one line. Do or don't do, there is no try.
He was 900 years old
there,
by
but
then.
But there is a try, okay?
Either, that's just the boomer in him.
No, you either.
He was a major boomer.
Even boomers know that trying is better than doing nothing. Well, I'm either going to fail or I'm going to do it. As a Gen Xer, I'm like, fine, I'm not going to even try. No, there is a try. But the thing is, for all the people that I know that are disliking the movies, the newer ones, they're forgetting something. When we saw the first Star Wars, I remember seeing, the first one I saw was Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
Not Star Wars. And I was a little kid. Star Wars is made for little kids. And as we get older, we're not going to be able to relive that. That's why these movies are better when you take a kid. Okay? That's why my friends, I've got friends that are older than me that have children under five. And I'm like, dude, how do you do? I'm blown away.
Yeah.
I can't possibly imagine having a child at my age.
Well, the problem, and I took Sarah Thursday night, and when we got into the theater, she was like, the only Star Wars movie I've seen was the first one.
Which first one?
A New Hope.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, well, yeah. So I was like, you might as well start asking your questions now.
Because it's going to be ridiculous.
Because I was like, by the time I was, because, well, you mentioned Endgame. And so we went, it was like me and a bunch of her friends from college. We all went to see Endgame together. Right. And one of her friends was like, once the movie starts, everyone needs to just shut the hell up. Like, no one says a word during this movie. And so I was basically like that with her. I was like, ask her, because we got, like, because
she knows none of the characters.
Well, she knows like Luke Skywalker and stuff, but like, it was Thursday night, so I told her we got tickets for the 8 o'clock showing, even though the theater had a bajillion other showings going on of the movie. I was like, we need to get there early. Because it's probably going to be a madhouse, and so you know,
just finding two seats together.
Well, the thing that Regal is doing now is you have to pick your seats. They have assigned seating now.
I don't go to Regal.
So okay. Yeah. So if you go to a Regal theater, you have to pick your seats now. So I did that. I bought the tickets online, but I was like, okay, the movie starts at, well, the previews start at 8.
Which means the movie starts at 8:30.
Yep. Yep. And so I was just like, okay, we need to go to Target, get our 99-cent candy, and then we'll go to the theater, and I have to stand in line and get popcorn. And I was like, I don't know how long that's going to take, because I'm trying to we went and saw the Mr. Rogers movie. And that was opening weekend for Frozen, and we literally stood in line to get popcorn at the Short Pump Theater for like 45 minutes.
Oh no, I don't need popcorn that badly.
And so I was like, okay, I don't want to get there at 8 o'clock and then risk missing the start of the movie. So, but fortunately, when we got there, there were no lines for the concessions, so we sat down in our seats like 20 minutes before the previews even started.
Real quick, just so you know, when I was a little kid, every now and then we would go to the movies, and my mom would sneak in snacks, and you'd have thought she was pulling off a bank heist.
Yeah.
She was so nervous, like, we're not supposed to bring in.
Well, they don't care now, because they know they're charging ridiculous prices for everything.
I know. I'm going to bring a meat and cheese tray.
Sarah said that she and her friends have brought like an entire pizza into the theater one time. And we went and saw Christopher Robin. Like, this was when we first started dating. I took her and we went and saw Christopher Robin. We swung through Chick-fil-A and we brought in whole Chick-fil-A meals and stuff into the theater, and we're eating Chick-fil-A during the movie. But I digress there. So we're sitting there. We're 20 minutes early. I was like, get your questions out now, because when the movie starts, I don't want to hear any questions about who's that?
Who's
like,
that?
What happened to that person? Like,
Is that a space horse?
Yeah. I was like, what I will tell you is that there's a strong woman that's a lead character. And she was like, oh, okay. So I was like, yeah, let's.
And you know what? That's one thing. I love any movie, TV show that has those strong female leads. That women kicking butt works for me. Okay, so in the few seconds we got, don't spoil anything. Was it good?
I enjoyed it. I probably need to see it again just to fully process what I saw.
Was it better than the last one? Ooh.
I haven't I mean, it's been 3 years since I saw the last one.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, then I'm going to go see it.
It's a good way to end the Skywalker thing.
That's what we need. Okay. 833-804-1140. This is the Home Show. News Radio WRVA. When we get back, I'll actually talk about home improvement on the Home Show.
Stocking in a fireplace, and I'm waiting for you to fill it up, buddy.
Cause I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad.
Richard McCann, News Radio. WRVA. Who is that? I know what it sounds like.
Smash Mouth.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Bet you they don't play that on Mix. By the way, we will be ending our holiday shows with a tradition here at the Home Show. If you have never heard the Dropkick Murphys that time of year, you will be in for a treat. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah. Funniest thing, I have friends that are Muslim, more than you'd think, actually. And I was talking to, his name is Abraham, he's from Iran. And I said, Abraham, you know, we got Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. Do you guys have any holidays coming up? You know, I figured that about this time of year, nothing. No, their next big holiday is Ramadan, which I don't know much about. So, well, maybe I do a little bit more than, but that's beside the point. So everybody, whatever holiday you celebrate, I hope it's wonderful. I hope you spend it with friends and family. It's going to be a little weird this year for me. I got 7 brothers and sisters. And growing up, Christmas was intense. I mean, intense. Because when you have that many kids, you know, just keeping everybody fed and clothed is a big deal. But I will say this, my parents would go all out for Christmas. It's your birthday. Here's a cake. And you go, shoo. You graduated. Okay. But Christmas, they went all out. This is going to be the first year we have not had a full family Christmas. And, you know, I know people say, oh, that's so terrible. It's okay. Because, you know, the family dynamic changes. You start adding wives and husbands and kids. You get jobs out of state. Yeah, you know, after a while, you just have to ask yourself, what's really important? Well, the family still loves them. We still love each other. It's just this year, not going to be in the same room. It's fine. I'm kind of looking forward to a quiet Christmas. It'll be nice. 833-804-1140. Oh, and one other shout out. To my friends over at Madison and Maine, which is they're a promotions company. They brought in some of them, I guess, I've had on the show. They sent me this lovely cookbook. I guess they just got all their peoples together and their clients and said, hey, do you want to donate recipes? And they made their own cookbook. And they sent me one and a wooden spoon. Did I show you the spoon, Jordan? I'm scared of this thing. There are no wooden spoons in my house. Why? Because every time I see a wooden spoon, all I can think about is my grandmother and holding it and going, are you misbehaving? Terrified of wooden spoons. Scary things. I don't know. I'll turn it into an ornament or something. So, yeah, I'll decorate it. I'll have my wife decorate it. It'll become an ornament for the tree. 833-804-1140. Thomas and Glen Allen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy holidays.
No, Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, happy holidays.
That's fine, too.
I have, I hope you have a good holiday and be safe. Don't drink and drive.
Oh, no. Anybody that drinks and drives is an absolute moron. Uber,
yeah, I agree
Lyft,
with you. I agree totally.
You know, it's all out there.
It's stupid. It's a $10,000 pretty much debt that you get when you get it. It's not like before. But I have some linoleum in my walkway. As soon as you walk into my house.
Your foyer.
Built in 19... Yeah, my foyer, whatever you want to call it. It's a tri-level house. And I have... could I put pergo over that? Do I need to put a vapor barrier? Now it's on a slab.
Oh yeah, you can put pergo down over top of that. Remember, because pergo, pergo floats.
Yeah. Or do I need a vapor barrier?
Not necessarily. I mean, that if it's a tri-level, it's not a huge space, but you could. Get it. They make a vapor barrier for it, but I don't know. I mean, do you have any moisture coming through the existing linoleum?
No, not at all.
Then I wouldn't spend the extra couple of bucks. Just make sure. And this is speaking from experience here. All right. Don't buy your floating floor online. Get yourself a good quality floor that comes from a reputable flooring store. Because a buddy of mine, he bought a whole pallet off Amazon.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I saved a fortune buying it online. And then he wanted me to put it down. Not a single piece of that snapped together properly. Not a piece. And I went, I talked to a flooring store. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I agree with you on that, definitely.
Right. So, I mean, I talked to a flooring store. I'm like, I'm not an idiot. Why can't I get this to work? They said, it's garbage. So, yeah, you know, but yeah, you'd be fine. You don't need to put a vapor barrier under it.
What do you suggest thickness-wise? Now, I've had bamboo in my basement, which runs, you know, into my foyer. So I kind of have to transition that into my basement.
The real trick there is you just do not want a tripping hazard.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you on that. I have a tripping hazard now because I have the bamboo running right up to the threshold.
Right, and I don't know about you, but I've tripped over the crack in a sidewalk. And, I mean, it was just a crack. It wasn't even raised up.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you got as smooth a transition as you can get.
Okay. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate all your help.
Merry Christmas, Thomas.
Same to you.
833-804. 1140, yeah, those floating floors. Everybody's crazy about them. If you do them all the time, it's easy. It really is. But for somebody like me, I've tried, you know, intermittently, and I couldn't get it. I got frustrated so quickly with that stuff. And you need an extra set of hands. It's absolutely a two-person job. And... You need to have a good chop saw, you know, or miter box, as some people might use, you know, call them, and make sure you've got a blade that's not going to splinter it. It's going to be a fine tooth blade, and have a couple of them handy. But yeah, the floating floor, it's a thing you can do. All right, so we put up the tree last Saturday. Last Saturday, I left here, went to Big Orange, was my place that was recommended by Jordan, got a beautiful tree. 7 foot. We went with a 7-footer, Jordan. Nice, right? And the first thing we did, my wife, she had already pulled out all the ornaments. They were waiting for us when me and the tree got home. And we started testing lights. And one of the things we learned the hard way last year was test them individually and keep track. Because more than one strain, we had tested it. It worked. Then we got it up on the tree. And it suddenly didn't work. So we did end up re-lighting the tree once or twice. But now, last night, sitting down, watching, I was watching The Witcher. Jordan. Netflix. The Witcher.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Here's something I'm going to tell everybody who's going to watch this thing. All you Game of Throners that are missing something, yes, it will take up that space. But it took me until episode 5 to realize there's 3 different timelines going on at the same time.
Okay.
I got really confused. I'm like, none of this makes any sense. How is she still a little girl, but it's been what? And so They don't let, nobody let us in on that. I'm letting you in on that.
Okay.
You're all welcome. You're all welcome. But I'm watching, and then all of a sudden the tree just goes. And I'm looking, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. And the receptacle that the tree is plugged into has a lamp plugged into it, and the lamp is working. So I've got one of two situations going on. Either one, the first strain of lights went bad, which would make it darn near impossible to get the tree undone. We would have to take every ornament off of it, undo all the lights, and redo them. I'm hoping that's not the situation. We've already been through that once. The other thing is, it could just be the receptacle itself. And I'm one to admit, I've been slowly changing out the receptacles in my house. There's still a lot of the old two-prong receptacles. I just got to get around to them. As I uncover them, I change them out. And for those of you who still have two-prong receptacles, and there's probably more of you out there than you like to admit, you want to put in the three, you know, you want receptacles with a ground on it. Maybe you can do it, maybe you can't. Now, I'm pretty lucky. My house is run in BX before they made Romex. Romex is the rubber-coated wiring for your house. There was BX, which is a metal-coated wire that went through the house. The metal coating, fortunately, because I have a metal box and the metal coating goes all the way back to the metal breaker box, I can install grounded receptacles. So when I get home after doing my Christmas shopping, first thing I have to do is I'm going to change out the receptacle. Hopefully that'll fix everything. I hope. We'll see what happens. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show, News Radio WRVA. News Radio, WRVA. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's right around the corner, and happy winter. Okay, it is upon us. We'll see what happens. I'm hoping for no snow. According to the Farmer's Almanac, it's going to be cold, but very wet, but not snowy. Whether the Farmer's Almanac... I got a copy of the Farmer's Almanac, and I brought it home, and my wife goes, "What's that?" And, I mean, she's a city kid, so she has no idea. Never even heard of it. And I said, well, this is the 200, I think it's the 228th edition. And she goes, it's been going on for that long? I'm like, yes, it has. I said, do you see that hole at the top? And she goes, yeah. I said, do you want to know what the hole at top, do you know what the hole at the top of a farmer's almanac is for, Jordan?
Do you have no idea.
Do you know what the farmer's almanac is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, up at the very top corner is a hole that's drilled into to the top of it.
Right.
That was so farmers could take the almanac, put a nail in the outhouse, and hang it up. That way it wouldn't get soiled.
Oh, okay.
And you had something to read as you were doing your business. And then once you'd finished reading it, much like the Sears and Roebuck calendar catalog.
Right.
You used it as toilet paper.
That's what I figured.
It's still made out of that same like newspaper type paper. So I'm not going to try it. It looks pretty painful, but I still thought it was funny. So 833-804-1140 is the phone number. Merry Christmas. And we are hopefully, he's on his way. We've been discussing. Santa is coming to the home improvement shop. And I'm pretty darn excited. For those adults out there, I would recommend, if you're interested, there's a documentary on Netflix called I Am Santa Claus. Don't watch it with the kids. It's not necessary. Don't want to blow anything. But it's fascinating. It's a world I would never have known anything about. And so when Santa gets here, I will ask questions, and you can too, 833-804-1140. So now my routine for first thing in the morning on a Saturday, hold on 1 second, is I make myself a cup of coffee and I take a shower. That's my early morning routine. And I've been up a lot earlier than normal today. And I climb into the tub, old tub. We've already established that. Most of the waste piping in my house has been replaced. About 90% of it. I did it. And I realized as I'm just sitting there scrubbing down that the water is rising. And I am unhappy. See, a couple of days. My wife bought one of those strainers for the bathtub, one of those plastic, you know, like what you have in the sink. And I realized very quickly how much she sheds. Very thick hair, and that's fine. And then the other day, for no reason whatsoever, I reached down into the drain and I start pulling out the hair, which is it's my job. I'm the guy. And I realized, holy cow. And as I didn't get a good grip on it, and it just all pulled apart. And I'm like, darn it. So I thought everything was fine, but now I know, I've got to do something about the drain. Now, one, there are no drain cleaners out there that I would use because I don't feel that they work. Hold on. 833-804-1140. Armstrong, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to let you all know, I listened to this show for like 5 to 7 years. I don't own a home. I love this show. This is one of the funniest shows ever.
Why, thank
you. It makes your spirits come up for the weekend.
Well, I appreciate that. We're going to have Santa's on soon. And in the new year, if you think I'm funny, you can come and see me do stand-up, because my New Year's resolution is to do stand-up at least once a week.
All right.
Okay?
You do. I guess you're sitting down when you do it.
Well, you stay.
Thank you.
You have a Merry Christmas, and I will. We'll talk soon.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Love you.
Thank you. Bye. So, yes, we're going to have. I'm so glad he made it. I'm so excited. All right, let me finish up what I was doing, though, because my wife, who sheds. I'm trying to figure out who sheds more, my wife or the dog. I'm really worried about that, because I don't. Ever since we got the dog, we have one rug in the whole house. There's no carpets. There's just hardwood floor everywhere. And the rug is horrendous. I mean, I have to vacuum this thing like once, twice a week, which is standard, I guess. I mean, I'm a terrible housekeeper. But it will fill the container. It fills it. One shot. I'm like, you're a 13-pound dog. How can you shed this much? Now, granted, the cats are probably adding to the mix. But that's beside the point. So realize, get comfortable there, Santa. The drain in the tub is stopped up. Now, there's no drain cleaners out there that I will use. And anybody out there that says, well, you can use this concentrated sulfuric acid, it'll fix anything. One, no. It's concentrated sulfuric acid. Stays far, far away from that stuff as possible. Because I have seen the disasters. I've seen it blow up in my dad's face. He poured it down a drain. They didn't tell him that the red devil lye had been poured down into it, and started melting his shirt. The water's turned off because we're working on stuff. He flips open the toilet because it's the only sensible piece of water around. It's been used, and he didn't care. Had to do something. And all those Drano, Thingo, Wumpos, none of that stuff. The Red Devil Lye is awful. Oh, and the crystal drain cleaners, guess what happens? If you pour that down your drain and it doesn't get through the stoppage, that's right. it turns back into crystal. Now you got a block. Couple of things. One, and they work amazing. I'm going to pick up one on the way home. Is it started as an infomercial, and now you see them everywhere. It's this like a long stick. That's right, stick. Maybe 2 feet long. It has these barbs on it and a little loop at the end. And it's very flexible, and you just slide it down in the drain and twist. And you twist a couple of times, and you pull out, well, it's going to look pretty horrendous what you're going to pull out of there. Yeah. Everything you didn't want down there is going to be on that stick. It's a couple of bucks. I strongly encourage you to have one. I could try plunging it. I doubt plunging it's going to work. Like I said, wife, thick, head of hair, just things could live in there. I wouldn't know it. She would. I would. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to grab my my snake. I still have one of those old-fashioned crank styles. I don't have the electric one anymore. All those tools are gone. But if you're patient, those old hand crank ones, they work great. I've literally had times where the electric one wouldn't work, yet the hand crank one did. So there you go. That's what I get to deal with when I get home. Yay. By the way, that little strainer thing I told you she bought, yeah, it worked great. There's only one problem. Had to scrub the tub 2 or 3 times a week because it slowed down the drain. Soap scum everywhere. My name is Richard McCann. When we get back after the news, Santa has shown up at the home improvement shop. Does that mean I've been a good boy this year? Probably not. I try. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show on News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dos of the Home Show Christmas Edition. 17 years of celebrating the holidays with you right here. By the way, Jordan, in 2020, Christmas falls on a Friday, so we're going to be coming in the day after Christmas.
No!
Yes! Dude, you know I would do this on Christmas if it fell on it. I don't know if that's happened. I know it happened at least once in the last 17 years. But next year, it's Friday, and then you'll be all right.
All right.
You'll come in wearing your new sweater. It'll be your first Christmas as a married couple.
That's true.
833-804-1140. I am absolutely thrilled that before our Christmas edition, we have Santa Doug. Hello, Santa Doug. How are you?
Ho, 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 ho. I'm doing great. Thank you.
You've been calling into the show for years. And I was able to get you in. First of all, let's start with who you are in real life.
I'm Doug Harris.
Doug Harris. And how long have you been? You're a real beard Santa.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing that?
The real beard is just last year, but as a Santa Claus, probably close to 10 years now.
All right. Now, you tell me this. Before you did this, you actually did what you did home improvements. You were in the biz.
Well, I was a flooring specialist, a decorator, and an estimator for floor covering. And I did that starting in 1976.
By the way, I was 4 years old.
I think it was called Sears and Roebuck back then.
Probably.
It's called
you were the flooring guy for Sears.
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of people. Well, I mean, I barely remember because it's been a while, but I mean, the younger crowd, like Jordan, they don't realize the joy that Sears was. When I was a kid, especially at Christmas, when that Sears catalog showed up in the mailbox.
Oh, my God, in the toy catalog.
We would my brothers and sisters, we would pour over that thing. We're circling stuff, you know, just.
Oh, yeah.
It went on for, we'd go through that thing for months.
And we would never do what you said that they did with the Farmer's Almanac earlier. I mean, that was a sacrilege to us. You know, we had Sears catalogs that were stacked up in the den that were probably 10, 15, 20 years old.
Yeah, but I was talking about the Sears catalog from like the turn of the last century.
Yeah.
It was used as toilet paper. I'm sorry. There wasn't indoor plumbing for the most part.
Yeah.
But that's fascinating. You were working for Sears. And how long did that go on for?
On and off for 38 years.
Wow. I mean, when I was a kid, I don't think there was a weekend that passed. My dad didn't come up with a reason for us to go to Sears.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was it. I actually got the job because my parents bought a new kitchen floor. And the man that they bought it from was a family friend. And he was a manager of the Sears department down in Petersburg. And he also taught me golf. So he asked how I was doing, what I was doing, and I had just gotten married and working a terrible job. And he said, come on in, tell him to come on in and see me. And I went in, filled out the paperwork, and the rest is history.
Hey, you know, if you find something you're good at and you like it.
It was a passion.
We touch on this all the time. If you don't like your job, I tell you, quit. Because the whole idea of being miserable at any point in life just makes no sense to me whatsoever. I had a buddy of mine, I was there when he finished dentistry school and he started a practice and he hated it. And I was like, if you hate it, why do you do it? He goes, I have to spend 7 hours a day doing something I hate so I can spend the rest of the day doing whatever I love and it pays the bills. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Now, that's the same thing with me and doing Santa Claus. You know, once I put on the hat, I become the Claus. And it's just, it takes over my persona. It takes over my, every part of my fiber. And it's just what I want to do. I was at Children's Hospital yesterday and walking around in the cafeteria and helping, you know, seeing kids and everything and giving them little toys and all. And it just, that's what makes my day.
Speaking of the children, I used to do the teddy bear run for the Children's Hospital. That was some of the craziest stuff. All these bikers with teddy bears just chucking them in. But so you said, first of all, my only reference to your world, okay, besides sitting on many a lap as a child, was, and I've said this many times, have you seen I Am Santa Claus, the documentary?
It's been a while, but I do believe I have. I'm not sure.
Mick Foley becomes Santa Claus. It was now my question is, do you belong to the International Brotherhood of Santas or is it the International Alliance? There's like two international real beard Santa groups. It was nuts.
Yeah, I'm not a union man. If I was, I would be, no, for this, because I would be making a whole lot more money than I do now.
Wait a minute, there's a Santa union?
Yes, and the base rate is unbelievable.
The other day, I was listening to a report. They were talking about Santa versus Mrs. Claus. And they said, Mrs. Claus can make as much as $100 less an hour than Santa. And I went, wait. He's making over $100. Go ahead.
Yep.
Get out.
That's what it is. That's union scale for real beard Santas.
And yeah, I
don't have the gall, nor do I have, you know, the schutzpah, okay, to sit there
it's chutzpah.
My tooth fell out. No,
that's
I don't have that to do that kind of, you know, charge. It's,
well, that makes sense because a lot of they followed around like four different Santas, and they were all basically saying like they're. Their money for the year they made during the Christmas season, which is when did they start really bringing out the Santa? Right at Thanksgiving or a little bit before?
Right before they get you the contract, they get all the measurements from you, send you your specific suit and everything tailor made, and then they have, depending on the mall, if the mall has set up the Santa's workshop area, then you go in right before, but it's usually right at Thanksgiving.
I mean, I'm going to show my age. The Santa we always went to visit was at Eastgate Mall.
I worked there.
Which later became Fairfield Commons. And now it's gone. But that's where the Sears was. Was that the Sears you worked at?
Well, that's one of them. I left Sears and decided to come back. And when I came back, my punishment was to go to Eastgate and work there.
Hey. Yeah, I've got very fond memories. That's where we went trick-or-treating.
I make that joke all the time. I loved it up there.
It was like, again, most of these young people are never going to know what a department store even is, where you could go and buy a socket set and a pair of socks and a washer dryer and the flooring. Yeah. All right, so getting back to the real Beard Santa. Let's start with you, though. You told me your dad was a Santa.
I have his original wool suit in the closet that I don't dare do anything but look and just smile.
Oh, okay, so what got him involved in it? If you don't mind.
I took after him in regards to personality and everything, and that was just what he did. That was just something that came natural to him.
Well, I mean, I've got 1,000 questions. I really do. And we can take calls, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. By the way, you listen to the show pretty regularly. We communicate back and forth. Do I get on the good list, or I've been naughty this year, just based on your opinion?
I left my notes at home. Oops. You're on my good list.
Oh, look at that.
Jordan, you're on the good list, too.
He's a much better human being.
Nice.
He went and saw Legendary Santa last week. They have a family tradition. His wife is, well, he's getting married in 2 months. And he was pretty, I haven't met, my first Santa that I really paid any attention to, Sergeant. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Great dude. Long time ago, though.
Absolutely. And then the Legendary Santa at Tallheimer's or Millen Road, you go up the little skinny escalator up to that floor of the mezzanine where he was and waited in line.
My name is Richard McCann. I'm joined by Santa Doug on the Home Show. Merry Christmas.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Richard McCann on News Radio. WRVA, our 17th annual Christmas show. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa to all of you out there. But I have, for the very first time, I have Santa Doug in studio. And thank you for getting up early and coming in.
You're welcome.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming.
I have been looking forward to this since last year when we made the idea to come in studio.
And I appreciate that. I mean, the best part about this job is, one, the mandate for the home show is Richard have fun, which works for me because I'm Richard. But I get to bring in people and get to hear the real story because it's my feelings. I can't do it in 5 minutes. You can't get to know somebody in 5 minutes. So I appreciate you coming in. I know it's an early morning for a lot of people. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Want to take a call?
Sure.
833-804-1140. Wayne and Glen Allen.
Good morning, Richard. And good morning, Santa Claus. I'm glad you could come on the show.
Oh, 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 you're welcome.
Oh, great, man. You were talking about you were with Sears for so many years, and I appreciate that. My dad was also with Sears in the floor covering business, the floor covering department.
What was his name, Wayne?
Oscar. He was in Charlottesville.
Okay.
Okay, well.
But what I wanted to tell you was I have an original 1903 Sears catalog on the back of my commode sitting on the tank.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, and at Thanksgiving, I broke it out and showed it to the people here at the house, and you could buy a .38 revolver for $6.95, double barrel shotgun for like $11, And it was a hardcover. It wasn't a paper cover.
It came out in hardcover.
And you could, it was, yeah. And you could buy everything in there you can imagine today on Amazon, was because the people kept saying, my gosh, you know, this is the same stuff you can buy at Amazon. And yeah, it was Amazon back in 1903.
We had a hardcover 100th anniversary version of the catalog.
Wow.
I remember that.
Did you see any houses that you go order kits for?
Yes, right. They're in that 1903 book.
Believe it or not, there's a registry for Sears houses. And there's not many of them left, but there's quite a few in Hopewell.
Hopewell, absolutely.
Hopewell has a bunch of them. Well, Wayne, want you.
I know there's four in Gordonsville.
Okay.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I did not know that either. Wayne, you have a Merry Christmas.
You have a Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas to your family and all of your family. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the other thing, is you never know where the interview is going to go when you get to know people. Now, okay, so are you a mall Santa? Do you have a...
Last year I was.
Where'd you work last year? Where was
at South Park.
Okay. And how was that?
It was fun. It was interesting to say the least, but I enjoyed it. And like I said, once I put the hat on, I could be in the most uncomfortable mood or whatever, but in the back with the elf, as soon as the hat came on, I became the Claus. Okay. And it just made all the difference in the world.
Okay, so you're an elf guy, not a Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
Okay. I've seen both. And Mrs. Claus, she's got a lot of work to do. She's like cleaning up the spittle and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm a messy eater, so.
Oh, no. Sorry, that just cracks me up. All right, so you decided to become Santa Claus. Where'd you get the suit?
Sears.
No, you
didn't. Yes, I did. It was 9 or 10 years ago, and it was Christmas time, and the manager back then did not have anybody to walk around and do credit apps or whatever, and wanted to do it with a Santa Claus. So he asked me if I put it on. I said, you know I would, and I put it on and walked around, got credit apps, and the rest is history.
And you've only just grown the beard. What took you so long for the commitment or what?
It never was gray enough, and I just never grew it that long because I didn't like it. But once I dyed it and got it to the whiteness that I liked, it was like, I'm not taking it off. But I really love it.
I can't grow a beard to save my life. I mean, honest to God, it just looks horrendous. It's not a good look for me. So you as a mall Santa, that's how do you deal with? I mean, well, they say it. Santa's kind of scary. How do you deal with that and the kids? I mean, is there a trick to it?
You have to sit there and see the persona of the child. You have to see where the reluctance is or whether the excitement is and everything, and key on that. You know, if there's a hesitation, you look at mom or dad and try to get them involved in it as well and let them ease the child onto the lap or into the picture or hold the child during the picture itself. And that way there's a little bit more of a comfort level. And once that begins, then they will stay with me usually. And then the rest, you know, we get the pictures and they love it.
Now, I'm sure you've just had, you know, babies all the way to up to, how old? I know sometimes you get some adults that want to be sitting on the lap. That's, I don't know if I find that all kosher.
Yesterday at the MCV at the hospital, there was a woman's show, and all the women came in there, and they all had pictures done with Santa's lap and everything. And there's not too many of the dads, but there are a few that I've had sit on my lap, but usually friends and out of a joking situation. But you know, teenagers, it goes all the way down. And I have a 6-month-old grandson, and he got his first picture with Santa Claus last weekend.
I would not wake her up for anything. My wife, she sleeps on Saturday, but God bless her. I was up at 2, and at like 2:30, here she comes with the dog to walk him, because she gets up to walk the dog, not me. That was part of the rules.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
But I was seriously considered, I'm going to keep your phone number. I kind of want to get a picture of my wife and the dog with Santa. I can't believe we've become those people.
The photographer yesterday actually has a sleeve that she puts on parents, and it's a red velvet with the white cuff, and it hangs on to your shoulder, and they can take pictures that it looks like they're in Santa's arms for newborns and stuff that the parents don't want anybody else but them to hold the child. She actually has that prop, and it's really cool.
I see, that's the thing. You and I were talking about your goddaughter when we were talking earlier, and you said your goddaughter's my age.
Right.
Which is fine, because I don't think you're that much older than me. Oh, come on now.
65.
Yeah, big deal. No. My parents are older than you, so I don't know what we're doing. But you talk about holding the child. I left in 2002. I left this station after the show, drove to the hospital, and held my goddaughter at 3 hours old. I've never been so terrified in my life. Literally, I've jumped out of airplanes, and that was scarier because I just had this little bologna loaf that I was so terrified I was going to drop. I take it you don't have that situation.
I've had 4 sons and 5 grandsons. I've been blessed with nieces and nephews, and it's just, that's the most awesome thing in the world is to hold a newborn.
All right, well, I am here with Santa Doug. We're going to talk a little bit more Christmas and what it's like. I've got a couple of questions that I think are going to be fun. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to me and Santa. And don't forget to follow me on Facebook and on Twitter and go to WRVA.com. Click on my smirking face and you can download podcasts of the show so you can take me wherever you go. And don't forget the radio.com app. This is the Home Show, Christmas edition.
Come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Home come ye, oh come ye to Bethlehem.
Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Merry Christmas. Santa Doug, that's I thought that was Twisted Sister there for a second.
It is.
Is it Twisted Sister? That is excellent.
That's out of my league. That's out of my league.
Oh, no, it's not. You more the traditional Christmas carols out then?
Yeah, but even that, anything from the 70s, from the early 80s on up, I don't know anything about.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
Best music ever, 80s and early 90s.
No, can't do it. Can't do it. I listened to 50s rock and roll on the way home from Burkeville last night. It was just awesome. Connie Francis and Frankie Valli, all of that is just something that I really get into and enjoy. That's what I was raised on.
Well, and you know what, though? We've had this conversation on air because music has passed me by completely. We tried watching like one of those American music, and my wife and I are just staring at the TV going, a buddy of mine said, whatever you listen to in high school, that's your music for the rest of your life. So I guess, yeah, and what you're raised on.
Yep.
My parents were big music people, but Motown, that was my first music I ever listened to, and I can still do it.
Kingston Trio. I mean, those are things that we still have the albums for, and those are things that still are near and dear to my heart in music.
I tell you, we try to keep up certain Christmas traditions. We did watch Rudolph, which, you know, Santa was kind of a jerk in Rudolph. You know, he comes up like, you know better than, I'm like, what? You're chastising dad for bringing the kid? I know you wouldn't do it.
Never.
Never. So being a mall Santa, that was last year. What would have been some of the better gigs that you've had? Because you said you've been doing this for 10 years. What are some of the more memorable moments you've had as a Santa? Because I'm sure there were some that were just, you'll never, ever forget.
Newborns. That's the one thing. I'm a crier. And if I've got a newborn and they take to me and the pictures are perfect, especially if it's a grandson or whatever, that's what makes me feel the best and makes it all worthwhile.
And so no events that you can remember out of? Or
Not specifically. I mean, I do certain things every year, and they're enjoyable and they're fun because I'm getting to know the children and knowing their names and everything. And like when I did 7-Eleven the other night, I recognized a lot of those kids from last year, and they were shocked that I remembered them, that they grew a tooth or they lost a tooth since last year.
Aww.
Things like that that just amazed them. If I can remember a name or get their parent to look at me and give me their name without
it's
them
Johnny.
Seeing and everything, then they're like, what?
And so you're a young man. You're young in this game. You know, you could easily be doing this for another 20, 30 years. So there's going to come a point in your life where you're holding the kids of some of the kids that you held.
Oh, yeah. It's just like flooring. I've sold flooring to grandkids of, right, you know, original clients and everything, great grandkids.
So, one, now, how do you explain this? Because when I was a kid, Jordan, chime in here. How did your parents explain that you were going to see Santa, yet Santa's supposed to be at the North Pole?
They never did.
They did. Okay.
I never got that. Oh, if they did, I don't remember it.
That was, I'm like, wait a minute. How could Santa be here when he's supposed to be at the North Pole? We were always told that they were Santa's helpers.
Helpers,
yes. Is that how you go about this?
I don't, but that's how it was explained to me back then. You know, it really wasn't brought up. When you were going to see Santa, that's all it counted for, was you were going to get to see Santa, you get to tell him what you want, and you've been a good boy, and that's how you go. And then he showed up on Christmas Eve and left you all the presents, and it was like all is right with the world.
I remember being asked, were you a good boy? Of course. And has any kid just looked at you and said, no?
I have them look at their parents and kind of cut their eyes at their mom or dad or whatever and say, how do I answer this? Because if I answer it truthfully, I'm not getting squat.
Okay, I'm not a Santa, but here's the thing. I had a stepdaughter, and I used to pick her up from school, and I would walk into the after-school program where she was, and if she looked up at me and her eyes were sideways, not looking straight at me, just sideways, and then they dropped to the ground, I just look at her, look at the teacher, go, what?
Yeah, that happens quite a bit, you know, with the kids and everything, but what I do differently is I want to make sure that they behave at home, they do well in school, and they mind their manners. And that's how my talk to them is. It's not just toys or whatever. It's just behavior and schoolwork and everything. And they appreciate that, and the parents do too.
I mean, we were taught the whole, you know, you got to be good or Santa will bring you nothing. I mean, my parents started early too, like before November, October.
Do you realize what's going to happen if you don't start behaving? You're not getting anything but coal.
True that. And, you know, he's watching you. Or the elves. My parents used to tell me elves would pop in and look through the windows.
That was too creepy for me.
Look, you know, really? I mean, sees you when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake, knows whether you've been bad or good. That's not Santa. That's a CIA spook.
Yeah, that's a peeping Tom.
So, obviously, you know, people bring their kids. I want to know, because we talked earlier about pouring through the catalogs to figure out what we wanted for Christmas. I mean, I think that was half the fun.
Absolutely.
I mean, building that anticipation. Can you tell me, what are some of the weirdest things that kids have asked for?
They want like a real motorcycle and they're 4 years old, you know, or something like that. They want a tractor. They want a dog or a cat. They've even a couple times asked for barnyard animals or whatever. I don't really have a specific thing that really shocked me.
The weirdest thing I ever asked for is I wanted Spider-Man web shooters. Of course, it was 1980, and I was like 9 years old, 8 years old. But I read comic books, and I thought, well, Santa can do anything, so I want web shooters.
My grandsons have done that, asked for that. One of my older grandsons, they're all 12, three of them are 12 now, he dresses into my outfit every year to see how close it fits to him and everything.
Oh, no.
And we get pictures of that.
Oh, no. Don't. He's 13. He puts on your Santa suit to see if he's...
And we take pictures. It's hilarious.
Now I'm going to cry. That is the most adorable thing I've heard all day. Oh, my God. Someday I'll be... Damn, son. Don't do that to me. I'm supposed to be straight on the air. Oh, my God. Now, I saw this thing, this news report. I thought this was one of the worst things I ever seen. Is a photographer. He's a Santa photographer. He specializes in the kids crying on Santa's lap. Did you see? Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
I guess there's some, you know, because everybody puts everything on Facebook. Okay, there's no picture, it didn't happen. And I guess there's this movement now that everybody thinks the crying kid on Santa's lap is cute and something they can reminisce about down the road.
Yeah. I do have, now that you mentioned, I do have some of the more memorable things that have happened. I do a memory loss center in Colonial Heights called Dunlop. And I go to the different levels of memory loss in the back. And then there are people that I knew growing up. And to see them and to see the tears in their eye when they see somebody like Santa come in because they don't get enough visitors or whatever. Their family doesn't pay attention to them. That just tears me up. And I went there last week into the whole auditorium with all the different residents and everything, and to have someone just look at you and smile and know that it's a sincere smile and that they really, really, really appreciate you showing up, that just makes my day.
Yeah, I mean, with some of the dementias and Alzheimer's and stuff like that, finding something that they can connect to, usually with their childhood, that's really therapeutic. That's a blessing you get to do that right there.
Even the children who are somewhat challenged or whatever, whether it's a Down syndrome or whether it's just a special needs child or whatever. I had one last night down in Burkeville. It just warms my heart. And they're the ones that show the most affection. She came up and just gave me the biggest hug and leaned her head on my shoulder. And it was like, I got to turn my head away or they're going to watch me cry.
Oh, my God. All right. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. We got one more segment with Santa Doug, and you can get through. And I'll be honest with you, Santa. My wife asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I'm not trying to be sappy or anything. I'm so happy right now. I didn't ask for a thing.
I already knew that. I already knew that.
This is the Home Show, News Radio, 1140 WRVA, 96.1 FM.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
Santa Claus is here.
Yes, I am.
Santa Doug, thanks for coming in today. You have a gig today, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm doing Sona Bank tonight, and then I have another person up in Richmond who I never met before that I got from last night's event, and I'll go up there tonight at 8:30.
And, I mean, Wednesday, you get after Wednesday, you put the suit away?
I take it to the cleaners and get free cleaning.
Oh, that's nice. I can just imagine some of the grime that's on that thing after kids. Children are nasty. I'm sorry.
There's a few of them that when they got up yesterday, it was like, I think I got to change this one now.
You just own the one suit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I threw it in the dryer and the wash last night when I got home.
Now, the Santa suit you're wearing, which we consider the traditional red and white, in the scope of history, that's not that traditional, is it?
Not exactly. There were different variations, and I have a hard time with words, so you keep going.
Well, but my thing is, there's always that story that the suit you're wearing was actually designed by Coca-Cola for an ad they started in the early
1900s.
Yeah. So that's I think it's great. I love the traditional, but I can see you in the long green. I can see you in the long green jacket.
Just as long as it's not a union suit. You okay. know, that's been a few Santa Claus pictures too.
What do you mean?
In the long johns.
No, not the long johns. I'm talking.
Yes.
Santa in long johns?
Yep.
Okay. Not with the flap in the back?
They don't show that, but it's just not a coat and pants type thing with the red and the fur and everything.
Well, look, we've talked about everything, but really you. I want to talk real quick. One of the things you do is you make canes and walking sticks?
Yes. 2.5 years ago, I had my knee replaced. And in the recovery period, it was sheer boredom. So what I figured I'd do is see if I could whittle without losing a finger or 12. And I started whittling and whittling and whittling and ended up looking like that could be a cane or a walking stick or whatever. And then I started doing little odds and ends to it, little decorative things to it. And then I would stain it or urethane it, and I've sold a bunch.
Anywhere, and we can find, they can follow you on Facebook.
Right.
Okay, which is Doug Harris.
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I want people to know that. I've gone to your Facebook page. I've seen some of the pictures and everything like that. I think it's super cool. And I wonder, is there anything, events coming up that you can invite people to that we can come and say, we're coming to see you?
I really don't have anything that's lined up. When the springtime comes and Colonial Heights has their Mother's Day weekend event at Fort Clifton, I do have my canes and walking sticks there. I work at a bakery in Colonial Heights. I have a number of them in there in the cafe part.
Which bakery?
It's called Cakes and More Bakery. It's located on the boulevard across from E. Alvin's Small Funeral Home.
I love me a good bread, man. That's my thing. But bakeries are a wonderful, wonderful.
Doug the donut maker.
You're Doug the donut.
Yes, I am.
I will demolish a donut. You know, I remember the first time somebody brought me one of those maple with bacon. That you?
That.
Okay.
That's something that I had them start making before I started working there because I love it.
Well, we are almost out of time. What advice do you have for parents if they're going to take care of kids to see Santa?
Just give them a little bit of a comfort level before they get there and show them pictures of Santa. Show them a TV show or something like that they can get an idea of what Santa looks like and that he's not a scary person.
I think that's fantastic. Doug Harris, Santa Doug, thank you for coming in. This has been awesome. We're going to take pictures. Okay, because I need pictures with Santa. My wife is going to be jealous. And next year, I'll make sure I find a way to get us all as a family, get a family picture with you, okay?
I would love that. I've enjoyed this very much, and I thank you very much for the invite.
Now, everybody, since this is our 17th year doing the show, Dropkick Murphy, Merry Christmas.
comes upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. Snowballs. I'd like to take them out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught, and depressed. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and old sod, drinks whiskey alone with my miserable dog, who won't run off at Jerry, couldn't care less, he defiled my teddy bear and left me the mess. The season's upon us, it's that time of year, brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer, there's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung, there's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.